Yo, what's good, everybody? It's your boy, Petey Mac.
And it's your boy, Big Keith, man.
And welcome to the Big Keith and Petey Mac podcast, man. What's cracking, y'all?
Yo, this your boy, Big Keith, checking in, baby.
And this your country cousin, Petey Mac, man. And bittersweet moment, man. This is the last go-round for the go-round, man.
We're not going to talk about it. We're not going to address it. Some of us chose 9 month orders. Some of us chose 6 month
first,
orders.
First of all,
some of us chose 9 month orders. Some of us chose 6 months.
First of all, when I applied for this deployment, it was a 12 month deployment. When I got my orders and it said 186 days, I'm like, whoa, what? And they're like, yeah, it got cut to 6 months. It's only 6 months order. I wanted a whole year here. Because the more time I burn here, the less time I would have at my command before I left. Because now I got like damn near a year left. I would have 4 or 5 months left with the motherfuckers, and I ain't had to see their ass no more.
I don't even want a whole day left here. Send me back.
Well, I'm going. I got 3 more days. Well, 2 in the wake up, as they say in the military, because you don't count the day that you leave, and you count the days you got left, and the wake up is that's when you roll up out here. But man, we had a good time here, man. Especially last night, the Halloween party we went to, man. That shit was off the chain, man. That the old people say.
Off the chain.
That's what I said. That the old people say. I couldn't say it was lit.
Boy, I ain't heard the term.
That's what I said. Like the old people say, it was lit.
What y'all say? It was a nice soiree. What y'all old men say?
Who say soiree? What the hell? I ain't never been to a soiree. I've been to some kickbacks and some get-togethers, and some
potlucks.
No, potlucks, that's what white people do. Shit, a get together is what us as black folk do. Like, when you hear potluck, oh, we're having a potluck. Okay, none of the food is gonna be seasoned. You already know that none of the food is gonna be seasoned. It's gonna be like, what the fuck did Karen cook? Who's eating with Karen? Cause you know she can't cook, and she kind of low key nasty. So ain't nobody. When we say, hey, man, we having a get together, shit, y'all have food, yo. Oh man, you finna have some ham hock. Somebody finna deep fry a turkey. Like, who the fuck made dressing?
You learn something new every day. I didn't know the term potluck was culturally. I didn't know it was a cultural specific.
Yeah.
I thought potluck was universal.
Shit, I ain't even learned what a repast was exactly until I went to a white funeral. They like a repast. I like, what is a repast? My mama was like, oh, that means they're gonna eat back at the church. I said, oh, why don't they just say they're having food? And you know, we have refreshments.
Refreshments.
You know, refreshments being served.
Refreshment.
And it's always some fried chicken, that pound cake, and maybe some spaghetti.
Greens.
That little spaghetti and some pound cake and that fruit punch out the jug from Winn-Dixie or whatever the low budget whatever considered the low budget supermarket is.
Piglet Wiggly.
Piglet Wiggly. Damn, they still got Piglet Wiggly.
We got one in Clarksville.
I ain't seen a Piglet Wiggly.
I don't know if it's still standing.
I like Kroger. But see, we got Kroger's and Publix. I like Publix. Publix is like Chick-fil-A. Kroger's like McDonald's. See, Publix is like, but it costs more. But you pay for the service. Like, excuse me, can you show me where the potato chips at? No, sir, I can take you over there. Go to Kroger. Hey, dog, you show me where the chips at? Cuz, you can't read the goddamn sign of the cuz. Goddamn, man, you about 25 years old. You can't read your stupid ass, cuz, man.
Publix, man, them prices be outrageous sometimes.
But you pay for, but that service be expensive. That service be so good, then they got them subs.
Ain't nothing better than a pub, so I be trying to tell
them Publix sub, boy, that shit like crack, man. You be up there, come on, man, let me,
it's hurting me to go to Subway out this motherfucker, bro.
And I'm saying, like, them Publix subs, boy. Then the chicken, like, especially when you get the chicken when it's hot. You ever had hot Publix chicken?
Never had the 20 piece for 11 bucks?
Yes, I have. 20
piece wing, 11 bucks. Do you have the honey mustard and the buffalo sauce back there? I need about 7 of those.
Wait, hold on. Time. I'm talking about honey mustard and buffalo sauce?
Yeah.
Like they together?
Nah, separate food.
But I'm saying the wings are dipped in the shit already.
Half of them gonna be in the honey mustard, half of them gonna be in buffalo.
I'm talking about the wings. You don't have to dip it into the actual sauce.
No, you
sauce.
Gotta dip it yourself.
Oh, okay. Well, I was about to say, I was like, damn, what Publix you going to? I said, boy, we even take that motherfucker at all costs. But no, man, last night, man, I've heard this song before, but I just got that new... That Pop Smoke. Welcome to the party. Get the boy in the skating around.
All right, Pop Smoke, Welcome to the Party. It's a hit.
Boy, I mean, it was just everybody that motherfucker got ignorant.
Going cool.
Man, even the little joint I was looking at, man, who never wanted to get off her phone that whole damn night. When that DJ put, well, baby, welcome to the party, motherfucker. I hit the booyah, and I'm like, girl, you thug. And I like that.
That's about the only success the DJ had last night.
Hopefully
he don't get his hands on this. Hopefully he don't hear this.
He'll be alright. I don't know, but you know, it was had a good time, man. I was out there teed up, man. Like,
last we were doing go round for the goal,
man. We were doing the touch and roll, and you know that part that go, I feel a little hoop coming on. Everybody know what to do, so I just started doing what Bernie Mac did when he was talking to the cops. They were driving with a little leg thrust and everything. So that's what I'm doing from now on. When I hear a hoop coming on the damn touch and roll, whoop. Boom, I'm doing the Bernie Mac on the player club. You better wear your bulletproof ass on motherfucking day.
Boy. Shit.
It was, man, we had you gotta be happy with Tennessee won yesterday.
Yeah, won by 20. Beat South Cagalacky. Oklahoma went down. K-State. Alabama was up 41-0 at halftime. I had to stop watching. Look. The NBA regular season back.
Yes, sir.
Ooh.
I just saw, shout out to Devin Booker, hometown hero from Moss Point, Mississippi. Yes, sir, taking down them Clippers.
Yeah.
That was.
Shots that I took wet like a book.
Yes, sir.
And then, you know, NFL's in the swing of things. We got the World Series.
Yeah, them Houston Astros, come on, baby. Y'all gotta get back in the swing and things. I'm going for them because
They up 2-1 right now, right?
No, Washington's up 2-1.
Washington's up
2-1? And I'm kind of conflicted. My sister stay in D.C., and I like D.C., but Houston is fucking Houston. And then one of the pitchers on there, Tony Sipp, he's from Miss Moss Point, so...
Damn, Tony Sipp from the Sip.
Yes, sir.
We've been through this.
Yeah, we have. But I'm still going to always holler at people from Mississippi, man. So that's in the world of sports. So and we're going to political now, but a little bit. You heard, see on the news, they claimed that they caught the head of ISIS, man.
No.
Yeah, it was planned. They said they caught the head of ISIS. I'm like, nah, I don't believe that shit.
I stopped watching the news.
Show me the body. Show me the body.
The news so damn divisive, man. I don't even, it was some shit. What's that shit when we basically supplied, we were responsible for Al-Qaeda, essentially. You told me to look at it.
Talking about it's the movie.
It's like Uncle Something.
No, it's called Charlie Wilson's War.
Charlie,
you think
Wilson's
about Uncle War. Uncle Charlie because the Charlie Wilson singer, but no, this dude's name is actually Charlie Wilson. He was a
basically we train these motherfuckers to be
no, because they were the Mujahideen, and we covertly supplied them the weapons and stuff in the '80s, and then once they pushed the Soviets back, because they actually were the first country to. Of Afghanistan, the Mujahideen of Afghanistan was actually the first country to push the Soviets out.
Right.
But then once they pushed the Soviets out, the Soviets devastated everything. We tried to, Charlie Wilson wanted to rebuild it, and all the other parts, like, we helped them defeat them. What did you want to do? They're like, man, we got to help them fix their infrastructure back up. And they're like, man, we did our job. Fuck them. They good. So now, the Mujahideen, like, so y'all do, okay, so fuck y'all too. Y'all ain't no better than what we just had to deal with the Soviets. And they end up becoming the Taliban.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, so...
Man, ever since I... Man, look. The news tell y'all what y'all want to believe, man. News... I can't watch it, bro.
Anyway, like I said, I'm like... You know, I'm like an average black person. Every black person said, well, you know I'm making all that money. What type of car you driving? Show me. I don't believe you making that money. You ain't believe.
They said they caught the head of ISIS. Man, look.
Anyway.
What's his name? Where he at? They just said, oh, we caught the head of ISIS. But they ain't put his name out. They ain't show his picture.
That's why I say, show me the body. Show me the body.
Did they show his face?
Mm-mm.
The fuck out of here.
And they said, you know my job, so I hear about this from CNN, but I ain't know about it.
See what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why is it? Why?
I don't believe you.
You okay?
Hey, what Ron Burgundy said, Anchorman, I don't believe you. And then Little Bit Secret, I don't believe you. But now we're going to move on from that before we get too deep in, you know.
Politics, man.
And I end up saying some shit.
Compromising his damn clearance.
Yeah, I ain't got no clearance. I don't know what you're talking about. What is a clearance?
Shit, hell if I know.
Exactly. We talking, we finna have a Will Smith Man in Black on. Okay, but now, going on to entertainment, so.
Oh, man.
Tank.
Hold on. moment of silence for the good brother Tank.
Ain't no moment of silence for nothing. He got, first of all, he fucked up because he got on Angela Yee's show. First of all, any brother who know this, when you get on Angela Yee's, your lip service, that's already, you kind of setting yourself up for failure.
You're
going to take an L on that one. And Angela Yee got him right where she wanted him. This motherfucker got on there. He was him and three other women on the, it was him, Angela Yee, this chick, I know she got, I forgot what her name is. She has a podcast called Bully and the Beast. She used to be on one of them Love and Hip Hop. And somebody, I want to say Kim Whitley was in there. I could be wrong, though.
Maybe.
But he got on there on the episode of Lip Service and was talking. And I think they asked him about a man performing oral sex on another man. He said, well, if a man does it once or twice, I don't think that makes him gay. Nigga, who the fuck raised you? Who the fuck raised you? And this the sad thing about it is, see, the thing about it is, this looks bad because Tank had a concert he performed for all gay men like back in like 2017, early 2018, late 2017.
So you
and
was
then,
there?
No, I wasn't. I saw the pictures from the shit. Hey man, don't be bringing that. That, for that laugh that Big Keep just did, it's a guy that works with us named
Wiley.
And Wiley, he'll always just saying something. He'll throw his little tidbit and try to make you seem like you gay or you stupid or you a punk. And then
this man Wiley is an old head.
50 years old.
Childish,
I swear to God, this man is 21 years old, stuck in a 50 year old body.
For real, bro.
Like, and then I don't like shaking his hand because he's a big swole. You try to give him just a regular shake, he want to squish it down. Hand and I'm like, man, we know you got muscles and shit.
He wear the shades that are regular glasses, but when you go out into the sunlight, they turn into sunglasses.
Oh, talking about
the
transition shade? What's wrong with them? I know a bunch of people that wear them shits.
They need to grow up.
No, you don't. So somebody supposed to fuck their ass up, but they got a damn.
Somebody throw them away, get you some sunglasses.
No, that's why they got them. They got transitions.
Oh, that's fucking.
Leave people with transitions alone. My daddy wear transitions, man.
How old's your father?
My daddy's 63, but my boy Q, and that's my bro, dog. My boy Q got some transitions. The thing is, you don't know anybody got transitions until, like, you walking with them in the sun, and they come in like, damn, bro, you got transitions? And the sad thing is, my boy Q had a transition. They had transformed back all the way, so he works in he was a CS on the ship. And his LPO came up to him, Cole DeMayo. Cole DeMayo is a British cat, Glover. Cause he's always fucking with like Glover. We go, Mr. Glover. Cause he's like, Glover, why do you have your fucking shades on? And he's like, no, these transits, cause they wear trinkets, you know, they don't just go bam, bam, they gotta go bam. But anyway,
back to Tank's sweet Tank.
Yeah, so yeah, that was a wild transition, but I digress. But the sad thing, I ain't even mad at Tank. It's women out here who are defending that shit, dog. They are low-key defending. But I don't think that make you gay. And I said, no, that's fucking gay. That's gay. And then one girl tried to put up, one of my homegirls that I knew in Atlanta, she put up, we don't need to put labels on anybody. That's the problem. I said, no, that's gay, baby. He's gay. That's a gay act that a man does. That's a gay act that a man does.
All right, so.
And then
I don't agree with this, but let's play devil's advocate. Let's play devil's advocate. What's his name? The I've Been Delivered dude. What's his name?
Oh, man. I want to say his last name, Cardwell, but I forgot what his first name. I know the delivered
so,
dude. I
forget. You don't know. So is he a gay man? He doesn't like mans anymore. He only likes women.
I think that's bullshit. That's just him playing 15
okay.
minutes of.
Is he a gay
man? Oh, he's still gay. He's gay.
So.
Oh, but no, he's bisexual. No. Because here's the thing.
That's what it is.
He's bisexual, quote unquote. But I just think, me personally, yeah, he's bisexual. And this ain't bashing no man that's gay, but that's a gay act. And for you women who sitting there defending the shit, I'm going to tell you this. Don't ever be like, why can't I find no good man? All these motherfucking men just want each other and all that. No. Because it ain't gay. Because y'all won't put labels on nobody. See, they want to defend them because that's the thing I never understand. I don't understand why women love supporting gay dudes' activity, but then don't want to accept the fact that gay, or they be like, I think he cute, and I think he this, or they be trying to turn a gay dude back. That man's likes dicks. Leave it at that. He liked it, and I ain't bash no man that like, if you like dick, cool, that's the thing. Because I'm going to be honest, a couple people I've worked with have been gay. And I like them being their straight counterparts. I had a boss when I was working at Walgreens, man named Chris. Chris was gay. He was married to another dude. Of all the managers I used to close with, Some man will take about an hour. Some man will take 45. One took an hour and a half. Chris, we walking out that door in 5 minutes. We close at 12. We walking out that bitch 12:05. Matter of fact, Chris will lock the door at 11:55 if ain't nobody there. And people come in trying to get it in. He be like, we closed. Well, my watch don't say. He said, your watch ain't in Walgreens time. All right, and then so, and the thing is, we always walk out of the store 5 minutes late. So my thing is, so if Like and Dick can get me out of work soon, you like all the dick you want, it's like, so I can go home.
So what I'm saying is, there's no excuse for that, bro.
No.
And women who are defending them be the same ones. Like you said, we're a good man.
That's why I said they sound so damn stupid.
Crazy.
Sounds so damn stupid. And you can't really say nothing no more. I remember I was watching this video. But Arsenio Hall back in the 90s, they had some people from the Queer Nation come on there and try to ask him about putting more gay people on the show. And he said, if they got something I want to talk about, I'll bring them on. This is my show. I bring them who the fuck I want. And they thought they was good back in there. Arsenio said, you trying to accuse me of discrimination? I'm a black man in America. What the fuck is wrong with you? You can't do that. Arsenio wouldn't be able to do that nowadays. He wouldn't be able to do that shit nowadays.
Hell no. They got more rights than we got.
No, I'm just saying,
speaking of that whole tampon situation.
What tampon situation?
You ain't hear about that?
No.
Basically, they took the woman sign off the tampon. And then.
Well, then who in the hell is that thing designed for?
The transgender said they get curious.
Oh, my God. In the words of my daddy, when I used to give him a bullshit explanation, stop!
Wow, bro. The times we living in.
Yes, I do.
On one hand, it's like everybody don't get periods. Women get periods. So you got the women like down with y'all.
I saw something like that. My homegirl, Regina, posted something about almost similar to that on her Instagram, on Facebook. I didn't know what the hell she was talking about. I thought she was just talking out of ass, because Gina always talk out of ass. I'm like, oh, you just talking out your ass again. But now I see what she...
At the same time, this motherfucker saying, who even paid attention to the gender-neutral symbol on the Facebook? Or the gender symbol on the tampon?
I don't know, but that's a bloody mess. Pun intended.
I feel like, as a society, we got way bigger fish to fry. Motherfuckers is worrying about Tampax, shit like that.
We gotta protect our kids, man. I don't know if you seen on Facebook, there was the 3-year-old girl that was missing. I think it was down in Mobile, Alabama. Her nickname was Cupcake. She was missing for a long time. Man, they ended up finding a baby girl in the dumpster a couple days ago, man. And I'm like, you worry about this bullshit. We got to worry about keeping our kids safe, man.
Motherfucker worry about that. There's missing girl.
I'm saying, because, like, I was praying, like, please let this little girl. I mean, they say they found baby girl in a fucking dumpster. Who the sick motherfucker who could do that?
The story going to come out. We're going to see.
Sick motherfucker. Man, I and people can say what they want to say.
Probably somebody would... Somebody, where her mama or some shit.
That's what I'm saying. Now, I saw a story. They said they believe the mama and the daddy had something to do with it. And whoever did that to that little girl, I'm a Christian man. I know I shouldn't say, but I don't care. That's a special place in hell for your ass, dog.
I ain't going to hell with a scholarship.
You, man, full rap. Full rap, man, shit. And because I don't understand how, and I hope that it wasn't her family just leaving. Because, you know, these people just be having babies and they leave them with anybody and all that kind of shit. And I be like, how can you just dump your baby off and just go leave them and just go to anybody and just go somewhere?
I've always been like, because when I was a shorty, or I wasn't even short, I was older, when the whole Casey Anthony case was coming up.
Oh, I remember that shit.
I was been like, in a court of law, she was innocent, whoop-de-whoop, yeah, whatever. I've always wanted to, like, have a conversation with her, like,
was partying.
People who kill their kids and things like that, I always wanted to sit down, like, look him in the eye, like, what was your process of thinking, like, shorty who drowned her kids in the bathtub, you had 5 kids,
I remember
drowned
that
them
shit.
All in the bathtub, like, what is the thought process, bro, carry a kid for 9 months, bro, you literally, it grows inside, it's a part of you, and then you, I'm cutting the life,
I think what it is, and it's still fucked up, but I think what it is them people get so overwhelmed, they don't think they can take care of them, and they blame, man, this child is better off if I put this child out of their misery of living and going, I'm just saying that's some stupid ass shit to think.
Here,
I mean, that's stupid ass fucking thinking, but I think that's what in their mind is like. I'm doing this child a favor. Like, no, the fuck.
You see, all the everybody with anxiety and depression and mental health people, these are the people y'all need to be thinking about. These motherfuckers, the child killers and the rapists and shit. These are the people with mental health, not Joe Schmo who says he has anxiety because he doesn't like going to work all day and his anxiety causes him to fucking shut down. No. These child killers and these rapists and these motherfucking pedophiles, these are the mental
health. But on the same token, it's sometimes, especially like when the parents be young, they really don't understand. Because, like, that's one thing I be hating when I be seeing young girls have these baby showers and all this shit. Because I remember it was a meme on Facebook. It said, would you let your 16-year-old daughter tend her best friend? But I said, fuck no. Because that's not something to celebrate. Because that is going to make, because a lot of them girls, they look at having a baby as a baby doll. You know, they throwing baby showers for them. And none of them girls take it seriously. No shit. Man, I had this girl. I never forget. I was 17 years old. I was senior in high school. I was dating this girl who had a baby. She brought the baby over to my parents' house. She's like, I want to come over chill with you. Be like, I got a baby. I'm like, all right, well, bring her. I mean, shit. Ain't no thing. My parents like kids. I like kids. You can bring her. I mean, I ain't going to hold nothing against that girl because she had baby. By the time I hit senior year, I knew a bunch of chicks that got pregnant. So she came over there. You know, the baby was over there. And just, you know, we playing the baby. And the baby was doing stuff with the mom. So the baby messed the diaper up. The girl came and said, hey, I need to talk to you. She said, can I ask you something? I said, yeah. She went by. He said, can you go in the back and change my baby for me? I said, what? She's like, yeah, you go in the back and change my baby. Now, mind you, this is this girl's first time coming to my house. Nigga, when I tell you I lit into her and, bro, I cussed her smooth the fuck out. I was like, first of all, no, because that's dirt diaper. Ew. Number one.
First
ew.
Of all, no.
I said, what the fuck is wrong with you? She's like, what are you talking about? I'm like, you want me to go in the back and change your baby by myself? Yeah, what's wrong? You don't fucking know me. You don't know what I said, I'm not sick, but you don't know if I'm sick or not. I said, you don't know what the fuck I go in there and do to your baby. And I was like, and she just like didn't see nothing wrong with it. I'm like, wow. I'm like, I said, sweetie, you need to stop making that a practice. I said, that should not be no practice. I said, if you doing that, please stop just telling anybody else to go change your baby. I said, cause sweetheart, that's a recipe for disaster.
How long has she known you though?
Shit, I hadn't met her through my stepbrother at the time. Cause I mean, I seen her around school with like my other brother, his baby mama, that was her friend. And what it was, see, I ended up finding out what it was, why she wanted to talk to me. See, what it was like, My she thought, cause we live nice, she thought, oh, if I could get him to come in here, I'm come up on a come up. I'm gonna creep on a come up like Bone Thugs and Harmony, cause they come from a nice thing. I get that wrong. Cause I'm gonna tell you what happened on one night. Her and my brother's baby mama, they was over in Mobile fighting. They broke down the side of the road. I'm like, that shit gotta do with me. She's like, can you give me some money for gas? I said, hell no, fuck them hoes.
Bro. How people kill their kids, bro? How does people kill kids? How do you harm a child, bro?
I don't know. I don't know. There's some sick ass people out there.
Some machines come out the factory broken, bro.
Well, yeah, you ain't never motherfucking lying.
Some machines just come out the factory. There's no way to pinpoint what the fuck is wrong with people. But damn. That shit, wow.
That shit, I don't understand that. I just. I just can't. That's what one reason why I'm scared to like my cousin Gabe. I mention him a lot. He keeps saying, what are you waiting on to have kids? Man, do you see the fucking world we live in? I don't want to bring my kid up in no world like that. They can't defend themselves. They damn near defend themselves. They got worried about getting their head blown off by some goofball who can't fight. Yeah, I said, man. Then on top of that, if you ain't gotta worry about them goofballs who can't fight, you gotta worry about the cops looking at your ass like you just a threat when you ain't nothing but just a teenager who just trying to live. I mean, the child or a teenager who trying to live, but they look at him like he public enemy number one.
Yeah,
then on top of that, it's very expensive to live. And then three, I've yet to find me a woman. And then on top of that, I've yet to find a woman who you know, worth my time, and vice versa, I'm worth her time. Because it's, like I say, expensive to live. Because I don't know, but to me, to me, the way I be hearing people talk about having babies, I see having a child as getting a DUI. That one split second it took to make that decision will fuck you up financially for years to come.
It ain't that bad.
I'm just talking.
The financial burden is not. I mean, it ain't no burden for real.
Shit, they say that, man.
It's just the extra shit you was on. You still might even be on it. Who knows? You might be straight.
I don't know. But no, my cousin, he just keep on saying, man, what's wrong with you waiting on? Why you waiting now? I'm like, motherfucker, I ain't married. Yeah. Oh, you ain't trying? Motherfucker, yes, I am. I can't force him. My cousin Gabe got this mentality of a Nigerian woman. He just think you can just go grab my Nigerian dude. Like, you know how these Nigerian dude, they real aggressive when it comes to date. He just think I can just grab a bitch. Hey, you're my woman. You come with me now. That's not how that work, motherfucker.
Man.
And he be like, you ain't trying, bro. You gonna be old. I said, bro, here's the thing. I can't force a woman to want to have a baby with me. I can't do it.
Speaking of crazy motherfuckers, man. Man, Kanye just dropped a gospel track, bro.
See?
Me personally, I didn't give it a time of day. Because I asked somebody, I said, is it like the Sunday services? Like, you know how he be remixing?
Yeah, he be doing the Sundays.
Them is tough.
I like how he do his Sunday service.
Like,
he
take
contemporary song, contemporary R&B and hip hop songs, and then he switch them up and he do a Jesus thing too.
Now, I will always say, Kanye, if not the best, one of the best musical minds ever to ever walk the face of earth. Like, musically, he's just he's gifted, talented motherfucker. He ain't all the way there. He's a couple tacos short of a combination plate, but he's a musical.
He's a whole Nacho Bell Grande.
Short of a combo plate. But his elevator don't go to the fifth floor, G. It don't go all the way.
That motherfucker gets stopped between. I told you, it's my thing about Kanye. Kanye has always been the way he is now, but his mother kept him in check. No, his mother kept him in check because he'll do something bogus, then he'll chill out for a little while. Once his mother died, first of all, that broke his heart. And then he already at the top of his game when his mother died. So you got all them yes men around you just letting you do what you want to do. Because, you know, in the black community, for the most part, people going to tell us we on bullshit. It's going to be our mama and our daddy. So let me say, for instance, I blow up, become a radio personality, or, you know, come up, do real good in comedy. My daddy's still going to sit there and tell me, you know, you see, had you head on the swivel years ago. You could have been here right now, but no, you knew every day. And I'm like, damn, dude, I just won the damn Academy Award. Yeah, I ain't like the movie. I think you could have did better. You could have had the starring role instead of supporting. I'm like,
yeah, Kanye's antics just be too much for me.
Well, no, see, the thing I don't like is because he playing with the Lord. Now, I don't play with the Lord now. You know the old Southern saying, I don't play with the Lord now.
I haven't listened to the song, his new album. What was it called? Jesus is King or something.
Yeah,
I ain't listened to it.
See, you playing with the Lord. Then, he wouldn't have had the gospel album, but you still in bed with the devil. You still in bed with him. That's the devil. You know what I'm saying? So you can't serve two masters.
There's a lot worse out here than the Kardashians. There's a lot worse.
Yeah, but
that, oh, shit. I seen a meme, bro. It was Lamar Odom. It was like...
His new old lady?
No, it was like Lamar Odom left Taraji P. Henson for Khloe Kardashian. And then somebody put, well, to be fair, he was on crack.
Yeah, he was on crack. But no, that new woman Lamar Odom got, that new chick, she a baddie, man. But she a sister, too. Sister with a... I don't think I like she got that low cut. But that's just because I don't like low cuts like that. But she bad, though. She bad. I look past her low cut for that.
Lamar
Odom, he look healthy now too. He look like he got some weight, way back. So good big ups to Lamar Odom. But Kanye, I can't
listen to them.
It's
been slowly declining for me.
I ain't rocking with that no more. I just can't. I know we was talking about Pop Smoke earlier, but nah, man, you actually made me notice something. They bringing back people doing impromptu dances in music video. But you know in that Pop Smoke video, that's not no, that's they motherfuckers ain't doing nothing but like Irish River dancing. That's all it is, Irish River. That's like, when they kicking their foot back, that's love, Irish River dance.
Bro, they bring in dancing back in like not like structured break your leg, that type of shit, you know, when
But it's just impromptu shit. But I ain't gonna lie, though, that dude in his video when they was in the gas station, that dude, he started doing it, he came and hit that spin, he came down to his knee. Boy, my shit hurt looking at that shit, man. I did try to
I love how they bringing dancing back in.
Hey, the what up? Who else we was talking? We were talking about some other person doing music. No, who is we were talking about somebody else in music? Damn, I'm trying to, I just blanked out real quick, but nah, that dance is coming back. No, what else was Pop Smoke? No, you pointing this out at Pop Smoke. Welcome to the party video. That random white chick in the background. Talking about what is she doing back there,
that
man?
That Dave Chappelle, he was like, what Dave was saying, he was like, the most dangerous motherfucker in the group.
Is the white person. No, because at first, she's like, she just looked like she's so out of place. We went back and rewind the white girl. It's a scene where they right on the stairs and you look behind as a white girl. First, she kind of did, but then the chick fixed her hair and threw up the pitchforks. For those of y'all who know what the pitchforks is, let me let you look that up. I ain't going to say that because that's how Rick Ross got in trouble. I don't need that type of heat in my life.
I was like, bro.
Because at first, she was like, oh my God, what are all these black guys doing there? But then the next thing, she's like, shit, what's up? And then threw him like, oh, no.
Yeah,
but that was a lot of.
What Dave say?
You gotta be careful about them white people because they the most dangerous motherfucker in them groups. You don't know what they done to gain them white guys, black guys respect.
Bro, Dave Chappelle is funny, man. Yeah. Funny dude.
Man, Faison love killed me because Faison love said he don't find him funny.
Faison.
He said he don't find him funny. He called Robert Townsend a bitch ass nigga. He said he don't find Hannibal Buress funny, which I agree with. I don't really fuck with Hannibal.
You seen his Vlad?
Yeah, but this is what
I Faison love.
But this
big
is this
Sawu. Now he big blood.
No, this was Faison. Well, he from San Diego. His dad was in the Navy or something like that. And I actually met his sister before when I was in Atlanta.
Yeah.
But this is what I got from Faison Love, because he said he didn't like Bernie Mac at first because he thought he was impersonating Robin Harris. I'm like, you want to talk about this? And motherfucker, didn't you play Robin Harris's voice in Baby's Kids? That's how you got put on. So you gonna get a man talking about they impersonating Robin Harris? Motherfucker, you got on. For doing this man's voice in Bebe's Kids. This is what I peep from all of his Vlad TV interviews. He is bitter because almost everybody he named, Robert Townsend, Dave Chappelle, Hannibal Buress, what all of them have in common? I mean, Bernie Mac, what all of them have in common? They could cross over the mainstream white media. Or they could cross over the mainstream white audiences. Faison Love really didn't do that. So he bitter towards everybody who can cross over. That's what I got out. That's the common denominator in that. Because he tried with this movie that came out like about 5-6 years ago with Vince Vaughn and Jason Bateman called Couples Retreat.
Oh, yeah.
And I guess he thought he was going to, because I was thinking when I saw the movie, like, what the fuck is Faison Love with them? That should be Craig T. Robinson. But why is Faison so? My thing is, I think Faison Love is bitter because they could cross over and he couldn't.
He not on like that.
No, he can make he funny. He can make black people laugh, but the thing, he can't make black and white people laugh.
Look at Faison. He's saying blood every other word. He probably think he big worm for real, bro. It's probably what it is. Big worm for real. He blood this, blood that, bro.
I don't know. Whatever it is. But I seen all his Vlad TVs. I'm just like, because at first I'm like, damn, this motherfucker don't like nobody. Then I had to think of everybody he mentioned. I'm like, oh, they got crossover appeal. He don't. He mad about that. That's what that is.
That's what Cat Williams said about Kevin. I think that's why people, Kevin Hart ain't that funny. Woo, woo, woo. That's what it is.
Let me tell you something. Kevin Hart
he's typecasted.
But I mean, see, he's a short.
He's typecasted.
I mean, he's a short dude in Hollywood. You're going to either be the comic relief or you're going to be the mean ass boss that's always cussing and fussing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? That's the main two you're going to be. Or you're going to be that guy who's small, who got a gigantic wife. Which he had Wendy Williams was in Think Like a Man. Because remember, he was married to Wendy. I was in the movie theater and I saw he'd been leaving a mess with Wendy. I said, oh, hell no.
Yeah, but I think that's why he got a lot of his flack. He got crossover pill and he ain't, quote unquote, keeping it real and shit like that.
Yeah, but now speaking of also a movie like Guap, you know, Guap Gucci Man just dropped another album. I like Guap, man.
It's straight.
I like guap. I gotta get
that 09 Gucci.
Well, no, Gucci ain't the 09 Gucci no more. He didn't change. But even though he did go back to his old ways, when we talked to Charlamagne, and he said, Angelique, she a bitch. He said, fucking DJ Envy, he a pussy. He said, I'm a slap. And he called him. I'm glad he did. That's why I like guap. Guap said, you gonna sit there? I want him to check me like he did them two motherfuckers that were talking about his wife. I said, somebody finally called his ass. Cause I always been saying Envy was a bitch for that. Cause you gonna check them two men about talking about somebody. Motherfucker, you talk about people all the time on the radio. But your ass was real silent when Birdman rolled up on your motherfucking ass. You was quiet as a church mouse.
Yeah.
Cause he, Gucci man straight up said, ain't gonna be no talking. I'm gonna just even talking. I'm gonna slap the shit out of his ass. And then Angela Yee, I saw that video that he was talking about with Angela Yee. Angela Yee was throwing it at his ass.
2009.
No, 2010. She was throwing it at his ass. Yeah, she was reckless as fuck. She was throwing it at his ass. I'm like, damn, Yee, what the hell going on?
Somebody post a picture. Come on, Yee. Google Gucci in 2010. That shit was funny.
I was talking about how Gucci used to look back then. Yeah. Oh, man. But hey, them women still love his ass. Just like how these women all of a sudden coming out the woodworks for Gucci Mane now that him and Jeannie Mae is in a relationship.
Jeezy.
Yeah.
Fuck out of here. Whatever.
You know what I'm saying? That's the sound they do, man. I've seen some chicks that were saying, I really legit went back on their profile pics. I'm like, 2012, okay, you really did like Jeezy, for real, for real.
Get out of here. Man, Jeezy's one... He's one of the old rappers who has stayed consistent with heat. Jeezy been out since what, 2002?
Trap or Die came out publically, because I remember Trap or Die dropped when I was in the 10th grade. That was 05. So 04, 05. Yo, no, 03. Because so Icy came out like 03, 04.
Yeah, so Icy came out 2003.
Yeah, so Icy like 03, about 03, 02, 03.
Bro. He drops on right now. It's hard.
I'm gonna tell you, I still gonna mess with. And you say, I like T.I. though. I just like to hear T.I. like.
Nah, he's straight. He ain't that bad.
Cause, did you see him? You ain't seen that new Dolomite movie, have you?
Nah.
You need to watch that. They got T.I. in there. This motherfucker look like he's supposed to be a movie executive from a black movie company. They make him one of them mini froze, all this down here. He got the glasses on, but the sad thing is,
He doing the T.I. big word talk.
Not really big word talk, but you can tell he trying to talk real proper. But it fit him though, cause he got that southern drawl, dog. So he look like, so now they got him look like a 40, 50 something year old man. So it kind of fit him now.
Yeah.
Bro, it was so funny. I'm sitting there looking like, what the fuck is Tip doing?
Clipper hair. I'm just glad. That Trap Kitchen just disappointed me, man. That shit is terrible.
It's not called Trap Kitchen. It's called The Trap.
It should be called The Shit, because that shit is ass.
Man, that...
See, dog.
First of all...
Who signed off on that?
First of all, if you go into a T.I. movie expecting some stellar acting, that's your fucking fault. Because, like, my homegirl put that up.
ATL was the truth.
But he still wouldn't have no stellar acting. The only time T.I. had some great acting is right when his brother had got arrested and Big Boy dropped his brother. What you want, my little brother? You pop? Come home, boy. You got trapped, boy? That what happened? I'm like, oh, yeah, that tip, dog. What you read for, partner? You gonna do the winner with your bitch? That was Tip right there. That wasn't no act. That was him. That motherfucker took it back to the streets with that one. That's still one of my favorite movies to watch to this day.
ATL.
ATL. Like, I remember because...
That's how I feel about Dope. I'm going to watch Dope in a little while.
And I want not low-key want to watch that too, but I don't...
No, hold on. We can do it, bro.
That's weird.
You know what I said before that. Don't even do that.
But no, bro. I'm just saying, because I do want to watch Dope. We can eat your lunch or whatever.
We can go all out for
you. And we can eat, and you can have your lunch, and we can keep... Oh, the look that the big dude had before he had that, like, goofy look, okay. And he just smacked his ass.
Bro, who is that big dude, bro?
I don't know what his name. I forgot what his name. He been in a lot of shit. He on Snowfall too. He played Franklin's uncle. I forgot what homie's name is. But he been a lot.
That was one of the last things I seen my boy Malvo in, bro.
Yeah, Ricky Harris. That's his name.
Yeah, Malvo.
Ricky Harris.
Yeah, Malvo.
You know he was DJ Easy Dick on fucking Doggy Style.
Yeah, I know Malvo had a career before.
His name is Ricky Harris. He's been on the block. He's been on Comic View like 3 times. I'm not Comic View. He's been on Def Comedy Jam like 3 times.
R.I.P. to Malvo, bro.
R.I.P. to Ricky Harris. You know the motherfuckers had a fight at his funeral? I think it was Snoop Dogg and some other people. They had to fight at his funeral. He from Long Beach.
I love us as a people. I really do, bro.
I do, man.
I really love us.
I love us as a people, but man.
Fighting at a funeral.
But to be your own people, though. I love us as a people to be your own people.
Got to do.
No, the people that pissed me off about that whole thing was Sherry Shepherd, and she wanted to record this shit. Oh my God, I can't believe it. I'm like, man, I never liked Sherry Shepherd. She just always do the most. She that fat friend that's lying and I'm not. You know, you got some chicks, I ain't gonna lie, I don't discriminate against big women. Some big women, like, I like her personality. She cute, she funny, and she cute. But she that one that thinks she funny. But it's like, God damn, somebody tell this bitch to shut the fuck up.
Man,
like, cause she obnoxious with it, and that's how I feel about Sherry Shepherd. That's exactly how I feel about Sherry Shepherd. I don't, ooh Lord, just that woman she just irked my fucking nerves, man. Man,
why are they fighting at Malvo's funeral, bro?
Man, that was like three, no, cause it was around by Christmas time. I remember that cause I was in Christmas 2016, cause I was visiting my sister that day. I was visiting my sister because I remember, like, God damn, because I remember he died. Carrie Fisher, the lady played Princess Leia on Star Wars, died. I think her mother died the day before. I was like, God damn, what's going on? Yeah. But that shit hurt my heart when, that low key hurt my heart when Ricky Harris died. But nah, we talking about dope, that chick that played Giggy, Kersey Clemons. She a baddie, boy. The gay chick in Dope. She a baddie. And then you had fucking sexy ass Zoe Kravitz. See, that's the thing. I'm at that age now where I can fuck Zoe Kravitz and fuck Lisa Bonet. Even though I ain't gonna fuck Lisa Bonet because she married the opera, man. You can't take it. Women love that. What's his name? Jason? How you pronounce that man's last name?
Jason Momoa.
Yeah. I ain't taking it from Aquaman. So he did every man's goal because he actually said, I married my childhood crush. So that means one day I could possibly come marry J-Lo.
How old is
J-Lo? 50.
Why do I feel like she's older than that, bro?
She's literally been performing before you were born. She's been around.
She ain't been around that
day. She was a fly girl in 91. She got on as a fly girl in Living Color in 1991. You weren't even here yet.
Yeah.
You weren't even here yet. Because I remember that because she ended up getting on the Living Color. Her and Jamie Foxx came on the Living Color at the same time.
When J-Lo dropped her first album?
Her first album, on the 6, that was like 99? Was it 90? It was like 90.
So she was grounded before she
came. No, because she did Fly Girls. Then she was in Selena in 97 with her sexy self. Woo, that was, she was so sexy in Selena. Then she did like On the 6, I think that was, I remember being in the third grade. They said it was 99. Because I remember that's how I found out what a Puerto Rican woman was. Because I remember watching. I said, Dad, who this pretty white girl?
Speaking of Selena, I want to say Yolanda Saldivar from the Get Out.
No, for her safety, she need to keep her ass in. Because, boy, anytime you mention Selena, all the Mexicans, especially the Mexican people I know from Texas, boy, if she gets out, she ain't going to make it 24 hours. You talk about them. They hate that motherfucker more than they hate Trump for trying to close the border. I'm telling you, Yolanda Saldivar does not need to get her her Mexican ass out the damn. I don't know why I want to say her black ass. Because black ass just fall off the tongue.
The term black ass is just funny.
It just fall off the tongue better. Like, hey, sit your black ass down.
Shut your black ass up.
Man, I remember I was dating a girl out in California, Mexican chick. And we got there. I said, boy, if you don't shut your black ass up. And I was like,
she don't get to say that now.
And I was like, because I can't come back and say, man, shut your Mexican ass up because it don't flow right. That's why I was like kind of taken back. I'm like, I told her, I said, I got two options. I can say shut your Mexican ass up, but it won't sound right. I said, I can punch you. That's the only two options I got. And I'm really going to lean toward the punching you because that was.
That's your funny, bro.
But I just called her a bitch and called her today.
Golly, why is she?
Because you ain't have to put black ass in. You can say shut your silly ass up, shut your stupid ass up. Or you can say shut your short ass up.
She ain't have to be the B-I-T-C.
No, you ain't have to say shut your black ass up. You ain't my mama or my dad. That's something your mama tell you. Get your black ass off that damn thing.
So all of our beautiful listeners, I am not co-signing on Pete calling a young lady the B-word.
And to all of our beautiful listeners, I'm going to give you a quote from somebody and it go like this. A bitch going to be a bitch. A hoe gonna be a hoe. A killer gonna be a killer. Something you need to know. Ain't no way around it. The killer gonna be a killer. The plug gonna be a plug. My nigga still my nigga.
Bro, Future was.
and ain't no way around. And that's from Future. That's from Future. And I know I fucked it up because I said a killer gonna be a killer twice.
Future was that guy.
No, when I'm mad, I just saw that Fez did a sweep video.
Really?
No, that video was off the chain. Really? Like a lot of people don't know in that video, man. When old boy came back there, he said, "Man, I was trying to sell him the guns, and I came back here. You came right back here. You hear him do the background? Motherfucker did what?" I like people that be in the background and just ask what dude in the background. I said, "Motherfucker did what?"
Yeah, man, get your goof ass around here, man.
No, dude, he told his boy $50,000. Shit, I can get it done for $100. And he called the dude, the hitman, and said, "Yeah, man, casino don't trust him. I don't trust him, man. He said he gonna give 50, but he gave me 100. But I'm keep 50 off the top, though." That little Scooter, I was like, "Scooter and true, man." Scooter said, "Shit, Scooter just hit a jug on the hand." For the listeners who don't know what a jug is, that's
a stain, a lick, a stain.
That's getting yours out of a deal that you weren't supposed to. That's a side deal. Essentially.
A stain?
What's a stain? I ain't never heard of that shit.
You ain't never listened to Chief Keef. That's why.
I have listened to Chief.
I just hit a stain. Finito.
I just find out he's Sosa. For the longest, I thought Sosa was like associated with coke. He was saying these bitches love coke. Because Sosa, Alex Sosa on Scarface, he supplied Tony with the coke.
Are you serious, bro?
I didn't know he was Sosa. I just knew these bitches love Sosa. And the song wrote, he didn't even play that last night.
Bro, we done talking about him, bro. He followed up, what's the joint? Be turning everybody up.
Meek Mill.
He played it before that. It's like you can hit play and then cut the music and everybody gonna sing it.
Not Bobby Shmurda shit.
No. Either way, it was that time when you played back tee up and then he put Teach Me How to Dougie on. Like, come on, bro.
I don't know, man. I don't know.
For all my aspiring DJs out there, learn the crowd. Just learn your crowd, bro.
He did play my joint the end of the night.
Pop Smoke?
No, he played that Nipsey Hussle last time that I checked.
I didn't hear no Chief Keef, bro.
And you saw them chicks over there when I was over there doing my imitation seawalk, cause I don't do the real thing. I don't represent none of that. You saw them over there yelling and screaming like, "Oh, look at him!"
Well, I didn't hear. You worried about the wrong. I ain't hear no Chief.
No, no, bro. I ain't got nothing to do with that, man. I'm out of here, man.
Bro. You really fucking.
Yeah, I'm about to be out of here, man. It's been wild, man. All this, been dealing with this heat, but I ain't never drank this much water and Gatorade in my life. And it be messing with my sister, because be having them one day I'm cool drinking all that and I'm hydrated. Another day I'm running to the bathroom like somebody's daddy. Every 2 hours I'm running there just straight dehydrating. Oh, that's a fancy term for pissing. That's the proper term for pissing, is dehydrated. I ain't got to.
6 months.
Smelling them camels late at night when I'm getting off work. They be burning camels and trash all over there. Oh, man, last night, man, you got to deal with all these wildlife animals. Man, we saw like a weird animal last night.
That scared the hell out of me.
That shit was a possum otter. It's like a possum and an otter had a baby, and he just came out of nowhere, and he did a bro man from Martin. He came out of nowhere. We just sitting there talking. He came, rolled out, looked at us, chucked up his head, "What's up, y'all?" and just kept scurrying. We're like, "Damn, what's going on?"
Bro, the wildlife out here is.
Remember that night we were running and that damn dingo came out of nowhere?
Man,
we closed the door to the damn turf. Close the door. We closed the door, kept running. Oh, man,
it's been
flies and mosquitoes. They were telling these flies and mosquitoes, but man, it be so hot over here. These damn flies and mosquitoes don't even bite your ass. They just land on you like, "Hey.
Come on, bro."
They be like, I'd bit your ass. Too much energy, too hot out here.
Bro, it's too hot.
But I would have butt your head, just let you know. I'd be like, shut up, god damn it.
Like, when it's hot, they don't even be out. They be trying to get into the clues.
They be sitting there, they be like them, like I remember I'm watching a movie one day and a mosquito come in and say, "Oh shit, this is my favorite part." Like, huh? It's like, "I ain't finna bite your ass, man. It's cold, it's been cooling. I ain't going out there." Shit.
Man, we gotta fly in our shit. I'm trying to open a door. He looking at me like, "Nah, fool, I ain't going out there."
Mm-mm. Fly like, "Nah, bro, I'm in here with your ass, man." Turn it like, "Hey, you pretty much like Amigo. Quake that shit up, Quay." But no, man, it's crazy, man. The galley food that they swapping down was gonna be the best cuisine you'll eat in the Navy. That shit was like a tier above ship food. They won't serve that shit at a county jail.
Hey, galley on his way now, though.
Oh, yeah, because our boy up in charge of that motherfucker.
Big Street.
Big Street, my man Chris Street in charge of that motherfucker. Boy, that shit, we had some country fried steak in that bitch today.
Man, he brought crepes back. Crepes, bro.
Yeah, I remember they had crepes. They.
No. They bought crepes back like last month when Street took over. No. I remember they used to complain. They were like, man, they don't even have crepes no more. And then they started having them all the time. I said, Streeter, you took over the galley. He was like, yeah, like, so you the reason why they bought crepes back? He was like, yeah, man. They told him to bring the crepes back. He got the gas station hot dog rollers.
Oh, yeah, man. Oh, that was him in charge today?
Yeah.
Man, oh, yeah, hell yeah, man. It's dad. And then I just hated my damn work schedule, man, because, like, I work 4 p.m. to midnight. I missed all the action because, man, being out here, as soon as you get off the damn plane, them chicks snatched up. And so I couldn't get none of it. Then, that's not only being out here, boy, it's a lot of women that's from twos and threes back home because it's 7 men to 1 woman. Boy, they walking around like they damn tens. And then I'm kind of a dude. I'm not mean, but I let them know about themselves. So a bunch of my boys be like, oh, man, these girls say you mean. No, I ain't mean. They just ugly. And I'm let them know they ugly. Shit, I mean. Man. And the cute ones know they cute, so they can have their pick of the little hell. Because it was one that was here, man. I ain't going to lie to you. She was pretty. The Mexican joint.
Call her name out, bro.
I ain't call her name, my man. She was the water. I treat her little round ass like a pinball, be banging her ass against everyone. Bing, 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 man, bing.
Call her ass hot, damn, but I ain't.
No, I ain't call her ass. I'll just say, crank that shit up, Quay. That's what I would have did.
It's been real, man. So we going to sign out one more time, man. So y'all stay cool, be calm, and get paid. This Big Keith signing out, baby.
And this is Peter Mac, but also be on the lookout for my new podcast, Peter Mac, It's Lonely at the Top, which should be in your record store in about 2 weeks. Nah, I'm just talking that shit from Five Hubbies. Nah, man, I plan on keep rocking. I'm going to do this thing solo. I got a new podcast. I'm going to keep it on here. I'm going to call it No Chasing with Peter Mac. It's probably going to be a lot of solo stuff, so I'm going to really have to put the pedal to the metal. I want to try to interview a lot of people from around where I'm going, but it's not a lot of people that I really want to talk to. I'm really going to have a chance to talk to. So it's going to be more solo, dolo with your boy. But when my man's touched back down in February, my mom's staying in Jacksonville, so I'm going to be back down there.
I'm going to get on there and talk my shit.
Yeah, we're going to do that. But damn, this is the end of an era, man. I'm mad because I wanted us to hit 20 episodes, man. And we one shot. We one shot.
We're going
to
drop the whole playlist on iTunes, though, and that's 100.
Yeah.
Y'all can go back, see what we've been, review our deployment, or your deployment. I still got a little while to go.
Yeah, you still got about three, four months.
3-4 months.
Yeah, man, but
yeah, baby.
But that's it. That's a wrap from us, man.
And this has been 19 episodes of what?
Big Keith and Peter Mac. Oh, Fool Talk, my bad. Shit.
Golly, this is a Fool Talk for that ass. Dude.
For that ass. It's so hard to say goodbye to yesterday.